The president dropped a bomb on Valentine's Day. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America. Tonight, the bomb was the budget. The budget didn't make anyone's top 10 list. Even the most liberal folks were upset because they thought the cuts were too deep and too many poor people would be affected, while conservatives think there weren't enough cuts. This was expected. However, it's interesting, some Democrats kind of switched sides on this and some Republicans did. There's going to be a lot of clashing over this budget, but the budget is 2012. Remember, 2011 is just a numbers game and various proposals that come down the pike to try to continue funding what has to be funded. And, you know, basically, it's kind of like living on borrowed time. We have a budget, but we don't really have a budget. We don't have an official budget, in other words. Oh, well. America Tonight is the name of this show. Once again, KD here at the helm. You know how we roll. We zig and zag all over the place. You can always throw in your two cents by hitting us up at americatonight.net. How easy is that? americatonight.net. Or giving us a call at 800-259-5791. One of the things that was talked about is a $3.7 trillion budget, by the way. And this is 2012. One of the things that was talked about was the Pell Grants and just cutting the Pell Grants for the summer program. Any Pell Grants? No, don't have the Pell Grants go through the summer. That way it could be sustained all the way through the rest of the year, because they were shocked at how much the Pell Grants were costing. So here's what the president had to say about about jobs in the future and moving forward.
There are days where you feel really excited because something that you got done, you know, is helping somebody. I'm responsible for sending those young men and women over who are doing an amazing job. Some of them get hurt. Some of them get killed. And so you feel a responsibility that is profound.
Yep. So as far as his job and moving forward, you heard it there, trying to tell him, okay, here's the highlights, but let's not talk about the lowlights, like the Pell Grants, or what's happening with my budget. This was to be expected. Remember, the Republicans had lunch at the White House, talked to the president. They were talking, I'm sure, about cuts. The specifics were never released from that meeting. So a lot of what was in the budget, a lot of what was there, again, was not necessarily a surprise. However, it was not the desires of the American people and not the desires certainly of the Republicans, and really not the desires of those who would have more social programs funded. They're enraged because so many will have to be cut. It's just a ridiculous number, $3.7 trillion. I like it when somebody tries to get in an argument about this and says, well, we'll figure it out. I mean, it'll all work out. Doesn't it? It always works out. No, it keeps getting more and more enormous. Doesn't it all just work out? How about a balanced budget? If you don't have a balanced budget, you can't. Have you ever had to do a budget? Have you ever worked at a company where you were in charge of the budget? Oh, that's the worst. If I've done that, where you have to, there's a few things you might have a guesstimate on, but trust me, they're going by your budget when you put in for various departments. And hey, if it's not in the budget, you're not getting it. You might not get it unless somebody sells something. And that's what's happened. Everybody's been able to get what they want to get and then some, and who's going to pay for it? And who pays for it is the American people in the end. Nobody's happy with this. How about when it comes to health? The Secretary of Health and Human Services, Kathleen Sebelius, had her own take.
Because we know there's nothing more important to our future and the healthy development of all of our children. Our budget continues significant increases in funding for Head Start and child care. Our budget increases the funding for the National Institutes of Health. New frontiers of research like cell-based therapies and genomics have the promise to unlock revolutionary treatments and cures from diseases ranging from Alzheimer's to cancer to autism. Our budget provides new support for President Obama's unprecedented push to stamp out waste, fraud, and abuse in our healthcare system.
Again, what's in her particular role, pretty much what do you think is going to be said? And when you talk about stamping out waste in the health budget, I'll tell you the thing that I think would have been, they would have been better served with the Affordable Care Act is the idea of pooling the assets, right? You know, talking about people that could jump in these co-ops. They should have had those co-ops going, or at least all the information out there as fast as possible. That might have quelled some of the controversy over, quotes, affordable health care. But, of course, none of that is in place, and that's part of the problem of trying to sell that. And part of the budget, of course, includes health and the things that Kathleen Sebelius was talking about, autism and research and all that sort of thing. You look at the various organizations and the funding, and boy, really, in trying to figure out where to cut, it is tough, but not cutting enough, I think, can also make it worse, because it'd be better to just take the pain in one fell swoop than to take a little here, a little there, and not cut deep enough. If you're going to do the cuts, then you have to do, I mean, you have to make those cuts, because $3.73 trillion really is what it is just way too high. I think I saw in the Drudge Report they broke it down to $12,000 from each American. They linked to something called the National Journal, and they talked about what that would mean. And that is a, as I said, these numbers, you cannot really wrap them around your head. They just don't make sense. When you start to get beyond the stratosphere, we're talking millions upon millions upon millions, it is incomprehensible, comprehensible rather, easier for me to say, $3.73 trillion. Whew. Absolutely a ridiculous number. And if you're getting that little thing in the mail that tells you how much Social Security you're going to get, you might as well shred that, because I don't think you're going to get that Social Security unless you're retiring tomorrow, and then you're not going to get cost of living. But I don't see how you're going to end up getting the Social Security that you've been paying in your whole life. Call me cynical on that one, but boy, it's just a case of the numbers, and the numbers are definitely not adding up. All right, on the flip side, we're going to talk a little Phillies here for a second, a little sports shorts, mix that in, and plus some birthdays, too. We're going to lighten the load, in other words. Stay with us.
The five main steps to great health are detoxification, an alkaline pH, elimination of infections, optimal hormone levels, and renutrification. When all these factors are brought into play, then your body is supported to create radiant health. Of all the nutrients needed by the body, protein plays a dominant role. The type, quality, and digestibility of that protein plays a key role in how good you feel on a day-to-day basis. Of all the proteins that nature offers, one is the most digestible and offers the most benefits for the most people. It is unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. It is easily digested and comes in three delicious flavors. Whether you want better energy, better blood sugar, more endurance, or clearer thinking, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver. Silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
In wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. I'll tell you what. What if I told you I have a car that can go 62 miles an hour in 2.9 seconds? You'd say, right. Why? Because you know it's going to cost a lot of money. I was checking out this story about the Lamborghini. Yeah, they had this supercar. They have this supercar. It's the Lamborghini SPA. And it costs more than $370,000. It's called the Aventador, I think it is. And they say it's the most powerful production car ever. And this horsepower on this sucker, 700 horsepower, V12 engine, 62 miles an hour in 2.9 seconds. So it replaces the Volkswagen AG's brand's top-of-the-line model that's already sold out for the first year of production. Boy, that's a lot of speed. Ooh, a lot. Where can you drive that? Well, I'm thinking that you could take it out on the Autobahn still, but... Matt, can you imagine going 62 miles an hour in less than 3 seconds?
Sounds kind of amazing, actually.
It does, doesn't it? This car is a hot car. I mean, you have to have serious money, though, to get it, because you need at least, you know, $370,000.
And you can buy your own racetrack.
Yeah, really. No kidding, that's what you have to do. They say... They're going to build 100 of the cars by March 1st, and they're already sold out. They're already taking orders. And that's the scoop. And they wanted to make, you know, Lamborghini is about making crazy sports cars. There's no question about it. So they're trying, the supercar sales are trying to really, they're really trying to push that. And they think they can do it because they have all of those sellouts already. I just say cash the check when you get it immediately. That is a lot of money to pay for a car. I mean, granted, you're in a different stratosphere if you're driving the Lamborghini anyway, but I don't know, if you drove something like that around town, well, first of all, you couldn't use the speed, but if you drove around and, of course, you would catch people's attention, wouldn't you be worried, like when you pull up to the valet, that some idiot is going to think he's Joe Cool and take it around the block and smash it by accident, or worried that someone's going to smash into you? I don't know, I could see some pretty scary things happening in a Lamborghini. Let's put it that way. I've ridden in one, though, and it is fast, but I don't think it's all that comfortable. Some people could disagree with me on that. You know, the whole Hummer thing about how you look around the neighborhoods, depending on where you are, and they have a smaller version of the Hummer, but there's still a lot of people that drive them, and I don't get that. I don't get it, because I've ridden in them, and I don't think they're that comfortable. It's just I like Jeeps. I could ride in a Jeep that had a smoother front seat, I think, than the Hummer does. It's just not, I don't think it's comfortable. All right, I said we were going to work in, and we will. I promise we're going to get to birthdays. I don't know why people are fascinated by birthdays, and I have to say, so am I. Jane Seymour has a big birthday. She's like on tube. You see her all over the place. She pops up as cameo appearances in movies. She was in Wedding Crashers, remember? Matt Groening. You know who Matt Groening is? What a career he's had. The creator of The Simpsons. He's got kind of a big birthday coming up. And then Brandon Boyd, Incubus. Ever hear of Incubus? He's got a big birthday, too. One of my all-time favorites. He was so funny when he was on Saturday Night Live. Chris Farley, if he was still alive, you know how old he would be? 47 years old. But alas, unfortunately, he suffered the tragic fate, kind of like John Belushi, who was so brilliant as well. Okay, let's talk about spring training here for a second, because I said I wanted to squeeze in a little sports shorts. Spring training is almost upon us. The Grapefruit League, and we did a sports shorts on that. The Grapefruit League and the Cactus League. I used to go to Florida, but I also had the chance to do the Arizona thing, too, and it's a lot of fun. It's fun to go to those spring training games because it's more of a kickback, and the guys are there early talking to the people in the crowd, and so it's your favorite player, and it's the players if it's your team, and you're in a smaller ballpark, and it just gets you juiced for the season or something. I loved going to spring training. I'm not going this year, sadly, but either one, either the Grapefruit League or the Cactus, I guess I would go to the Grapefruit League because I'm a Phillies fan. And speaking of the Phillies, they're pretty jacked because the Phillies, over the Christmas holidays, got some great news. They won the Cliff Lee sweepstakes. And already, and even before when that happened, he was being asked the questions of when he could have gone all these different places, like he could have gone to the Yankees, the Texas Rangers, who he did like playing for the Texas Rangers in that short amount of time. He could have stayed with the Rangers, but instead he went to Philadelphia. So why not answer it again and clear it up right from the very beginning as he steps into Clearwater? Here's what he had to say, Cliff Lee, about why did you choose Philadelphia?
I felt like this was the best chance to win world championships. Obviously, you know, I played here in the past and enjoyed myself here and thought we had a really good team at that time. And since then, they've made a couple of additions that I think made the team that much better. So I felt like if I ever got an opportunity to come back and be a part of this, what's going on here, I would take advantage of it.
All right, so he clears that up right from the start, knowing that's going to be a big question. Everybody was asking about it. He thinks they can win more. You heard that. 67-year-old Charlie Manuel, who is the manager of the Phillies, he's going to be asked about whether or not he's going to get this contract extension before the season starts. He says he doesn't want to discuss it anymore. If it doesn't happen, that's it. He doesn't want it to be a big storyline. He doesn't want it in the clubhouse. He doesn't care. He doesn't want it to be a distraction because he's in the final season of a 3-year deal that he signed after the 2008 season. They think he'll get about $3 million this year. It'll make him the highest paid manager in team history. So, and there's others that'll earn way more than him this year, like the Yankees' Joe Girardi, Terry Francona, Dusty Baker, you know, pick a couple managers. There's a bunch of them out there. Matt, you're a Twins fan, so have you ever been to spring training?
I have not, but actually, my buddy is moving down to the Fort Myers area, which is where the Twins have spring training with the Red Sox and a couple other teams. And so we are tentatively making plans to next year hit up spring training. So that might happen. We'll see.
Fort Myers is so beautiful, and I've been to the Twins facility and the Red Sox. It's neat. That's a great area. That'd be fun. The Grapefruit League is fun, but it's different from the Cactus League just because beaches and water and whatever. And the Cactus League, you know, you're talking about the desert, but both are equally interesting. I really think in those cases it depends on the team you root for, unless you're covering the team or something, but or your company has some kind of an interest in the team. But otherwise, you know, that's you're going to go where the you're going to go where your team goes. So maybe you're headed to Arizona or Florida, but it's upon us. It's that time of year already, pitchers and catchers. All right, I promised that I would give you some birthdays, so let's head to the birthdays.
I need birthday singers! Come on, people, we need birthday singers!
So I talked about Matt Groening, the guy behind The Simpsons. He's celebrating his 57th birthday. Boy, he's got job security, doesn't he? Simpsons, how long have The Simpsons been around? 20-plus years, more than that, like 25 years. How about Renee O'Connor? Ringing any bells with anyone? Xena Warrior Princess? Gabrielle, remember that? Remember? Maybe not. I never really watched that show. I saw clips of it, though. 40 years old. That's always a big milestone. Jane Child, Don't Want to Fall in Love. She was the songwriter of that song way back when in 1990. 44 years old. Melissa Manchester, singer as well. Go back to the 70s, really, for her. 60 years old. Jane Seymour, also turning 60. Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman. Yeah. You're celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday to you.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled AffinityDiet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed from AffinityDiet.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10. Or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Earlier, I think last week, and then pouring into this week, because it's about that time. People are getting all of their tax forms back, those W-2s, and pouring over them and saying, I made how much? Are you kidding me? But regardless, I was kind of curious, how many people do their own taxes? How many people use TurboTax? How many people go to an accountant? How many people go to H&R Block? How many people just end up doing it themselves? I like to go the do-it-myself route. Although, everyone I know gets paranoid, and then at the end, they know a friend who knew a friend who knew somebody that could has an uncle that's an accountant, and they end up going to them. And the problem is, who knows what they're going to charge you, and I don't know, do you get more peace of mind? I'm not sure. So Valentine's Day. Did you have a good Valentine's Day? Were you one of the people that got some of the 14 million roses? Did you give some of those roses? If you did and you got it at the last second, you'd probably pay it a jacked up price. Remember that for last year. All you have to do is take out your iPhone or one of those appointment books, whatever it is, or just a little scraggly piece of paper and write Valentine's Day coming up. Get those flowers a few days ahead of time, and then you're not going to pay through the nose. So in honor of Valentine's Day, we did some political Valentines. I had a couple left over. Check this one out and see if you can guess who wrote this. Roses are red, violets are blue. I love Alaska, and so will you. Sarah Palin. I know. It's weak. I'm no Dane Cook, okay? So, how about this one? Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town. I love it and how. That's why I want to be mayor, even if I make you cry or if I have to lie.
I don't know. I would venture to say that Dane Cook wrote these. I don't think Dane Cook's that funny.
All right, so he makes millions. I feel okay then.
He's a pretty good entertainer. I'll give him that. But as far as funny, I don't know. He's not witty at all. He's just
he's not witty.
No.
He just bags on certain things.
I don't know. He's somehow made a career for himself, so I'm not gonna hate on the guy for that. But I don't get it.
I'm not so sure I get it either. He was in this stupid movie with Kate Hudson that made no sense, but I thought any actor could do this. But I am all about capitalism, just as Matt is, in the sense that, hey, if you create it and you're a content merchant and somebody picks up on it, well, good for you. Because if someone's buying what you're selling, then you're making it in some way, shape, or form, even if the majority of us don't think it's funny or whatever. But I don't know. Come on. The Rahm Emanuel one, that was good. I'm going to say it again. Are you ready? Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town. I love it and how. That's why I want to be mayor, even if I make you cry or if I have to lie. I'm going to send that to Rahm Emanuel. I'm going to send it to him. He already hates me. Someone I know knows Rahm Emanuel, and he would never come on the air with me. I don't get it. I mean, I don't know why. I wasn't even beating him up at the time either. Okay, speaking of getting beaten up, I used to get beat up at this, figuratively, at this place that I work, this IPTV television station I work for, because everybody there, they were crazy. It was like a badge of honor when you had no sleep. So, in other words, if you could stay at the studio because we had this pressing thing and you slept 1.5 hours and you downed a bunch of those monster drinks or Red Bull or whatever, then bravo for you. You get the, you know, the badge of honor. Then I read this thing earlier in the day that energy drinks are not so great, perhaps. Because, yeah, your kids get hyper, but they almost might make your kids unhealthy to the point of they could, if your child has some form of diabetes and you don't even know it, it could create seizures, cardiac problems, mood and behavior disorders. They did a study, to be fair, to tell you where this information came from, and they're just plucking it out of the sky. They did this study called Health Effects of Energy Drinks on Children, Adolescents, and Young Adults. And what they found was that it has no benefits or any therapeutic benefits whatsoever. The known and unknown properties of what the ingredients break down to be, in other words, what they really are, not just what you read on the back of the can, but when you break it down further. So you use that, combine it with the toxicity, and it puts kids at risk for health problems. And this is just one study, but they surveyed adolescents, you know, that were drinking energy drinks, and as many as 50% say they consume the energy drinks a couple times a day. So what the study showed was that the stimulants, all that caffeine in the energy drinks, the safe levels haven't really been established for kids. So that's great because kids like it. I've seen kids in the stores, oh, Red Bull, Red Bull, or whatever the drink is. I don't want to pick on Red Bull because there's so many of them, but whatever. And they want them. And now they're saying, well, geez, we don't really know what the safe level of consumption is. you know, there's, we don't know what it is. We're not sure. Is it more than a cup of coffee? Is it like a cup of coffee? You know, you get what I'm saying here. But what's so odd about it, it was on the front page of one of the Miami newspapers, a pretty big newspaper, when I say Miami Herald. And, you know, and that's what drew me to it. I was reading something else in that paper. But what's so odd is they talk about the energy drink overdose could lead to these seizures, strokes, and even sudden death, right? But they don't give you any specifics of it. I mean, I don't see any, they followed these people, but they didn't say, okay, these many people or these many adolescents had overdoses. So are they trumping it up? This Miami School of Medicine, you got to question kind of their research. So of course people had a spike in certain things in some of their levels. But, and I understand that they don't know what the safe level of consumption is for some of the ingredients, but come on now. Talk about an inflated headline. So how many people overdosed? I don't see that information anywhere. And man, and I checked too, and I couldn't find it anywhere. So it's just a big headline that made you think, wow, that's crazy. I want, you know, kids overdosing on energy drinks, but it does give you pause. It does make you think, well, how many energy drinks have you ever had, and did it make you feel kind of racy? Matt, have you ever done that? Have you ever just, you know, had a cramp or something, or you stayed up late, or you had to go to work or whatever, and you drank some of the Red Bulls or any of the other drinks? It could be any of the energy drinks. And did it make you feel kind of jittery?
I don't know. I didn't drink a lot of those, I guess, because they weren't really around when I was doing the late night cramming. It was more coffee and taking no-dos or something like that.
No-dos. Who? How'd they make you feel?
I don't remember the no-dos. I think it was all right, but I remember there was one time I stayed up. I think it was like 24 hours during finals my freshman year. I think I took some Vivarin, which is like no-dos, but a little different. And I remember feeling kind of jittery after that. So, but that it was also staying up for 24 hours too. So, probably not the smartest thing to do.
Yeah. What's the longest? And I bet you people in the audience can relate to this. Some of you that are driving trucks, you know what I mean. Even though you're supposed to log in, and they're all careful about that now. But what's the longest you've ever stayed up?
Man, I don't really. I think it might have been. I did like 36 hours one time.
That was
back when I was like 21, and that's the longest I think I've ever been. That's what I remember. It stands out to me, so I think that's what it was, and definitely don't recommend it. It takes a while to recover after that.
Yeah, it takes a while to recover. I agree. My longest was 3 days, and it takes a long time to really bounce back. The idea, so it would be the same as Matt's, the idea that you're just running on this adrenaline or whatever, and finally you'll crash and you'll catch up on that sleep. You really don't. It does. It really throws you off for like a week. It was hard for me to bounce back from that 36 hours. But I bet there's some people out there that could push it even further than we did with the 36 hours. It's funny because I'm coming back around to this thing of where I worked, and it was a badge of honor if you just stayed up these crazy hours. And if you came in and said, you know, I worked however many hours straight on XYZ project, it was like, oh, yeah, that's awesome. You're the man. That's great. But really, what kind of damage are you doing? And then you're popping all the energy drinks and whatever else it is. Like Matt said, maybe you go old school, because I guess that's kind of old school now if you do the no-dose things. But sometimes, and in some professions, it's, I mean, seriously, it kind of calls for it, doesn't it? Mm. Just a quick reminder, if you want to get to us, the show that is America Tonight, all roads lead to the website, Twitter and Facebook and chat and all that stuff. Go to americatonight.net.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest selling product, MicroPlant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Collecting all the documents, and now that's old hat, you've already done it. I think a lot of people tend to procrastinate, and then they freak out because they think they need tax help. But you got to be careful of the scams out there. We've had Greg Stebbin on our show many, many times. We love him. He knows a little bit about everything or a lot about a lot of things, whichever way you want to take that. And he officially joined AOL as an editor, so he's now Mr. Big Time. Greg, thanks as always for joining us on the show.
You mean I wasn't big time before?
Well, you already were big. You had a book out.
I guess I'm bigger time. So.
Now you're, yes. I think it's because I was watching Arianna Huffington on Bill Maher's show, and he was just falling all over her, and they're good friends, but he just kept gigging her about how much amazing amount of money she was going to have now with this merger with the Huffington Post and AOL.
Well, I don't want you to think that everyone that works at AOL gets that as a salary every year. So.
Sure. Well, I know one of the things that you're going to talk – yeah, good luck on the taxes if that happens. One of the things that we wanted to talk about, of course, is – It is tax time, so people feel like they need help, that they aren't doing something right.
Well, you do need help. There's no denying that you need help. It's complicated as anything.
It is. That's the deal. See, I have a theory. The more money you have, the cheaper it is to get help, because if I'm a tax lawyer, of course, the wealthier people can afford the best tax attorneys who can go through all the tax codes for you. So
well,
it's
sure,
easier.
But they pay for it. Of course.
That's true.
And there's a free thing offered. There's two things I want to talk about here. One is there's a free service offered by the government in partnership with some of the biggest names in tax preparation, and it's free. And it's an online service where you just go online and you answer the questions and it does your taxes. And it's phenomenal. But the problem is that kind of free service is an invitation to thieves and scammers to email you and say, oh, take advantage of this free service. And then if you're not thinking, you send them your Social Security number, or you go to a website that's not the official website and you put in your Social Security number and other personal information, and you've now just opened yourself up to the perfect invitation to identity theft or something equally awful.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, when you say equally awful, the first thing I think of is a virus on the computer. That can happen too, because you give up a portal, right?
That there's all kinds of things. Viruses, they can, you know, there's things called keyloggers that they can download on your computer, so then it watches everything you type, including you go to your bank account, you type in the username and password. I mean, this is really nasty stuff. So one of our sites at AOL is called WalletPop, walletpop.com, and there's a story there in our tax center called Beware of Free Tax Preparation Scams. So half of what we should talk about here is how to know when it's a scam, and the other half is where can you legitimately go to get legitimate free or low-cost help with your taxes, because it's out there. You just have to know where to go and don't put yourself in a bad situation.
Yeah, no kidding. How can you tell it's a scam?
Well, first of all, if you get an email from anyone, even if it's from me, Kate, or from you, if you get an email from anyone ever asking you to hit reply and send your personal information, there's a 99% chance that's a scam. Because you should never email someone your Social Security number anyway. Anytime someone asks me for my Social Security number, I use this old-fashioned piece of technology called a telephone, and I pick up the phone and I call them. I won't even give someone my Social Security number over a cell phone. Now, I may be paranoid about that, but I understand that your Social Security number is the key to your kingdom. When an identity thief has that, there's all kinds of stuff they can get. So I protect that thing with my life, and everyone should.
Okay, so watch for that, because, of course, don't hit reply. I agree with you. And that goes for a lot of other things, too. Absolutely, you have to watch out for that, no question.
And that's right. And the email could actually come, because there's ways of spoofing people's email addresses. Someone could take your email address and send out a Kate Delaney says, here's a great free tax prep site. And then they ask for the information. You have no idea it happened. And then someone has just scooped up a bunch of really valuable personal information. So that's anytime you get an email asking for personal information, whether it be it says it's from your bank or your credit card company or your IRS, any company or organization that deals with money or sensitive personal information will never, ever, ever ask you to hit reply and give them that kind of information via email.
All right, so that's a very, very good tip. Watch out for that. To actually get this free help, talking about IRS.gov, but the first thing people think is, wow, do I want to really go on this site, and do I qualify? What's the deal with qualifying? And you shouldn't worry about going to IRS.gov, by the way.
I was just going to say, I mean, they're not watching that closely.
Well, maybe they are,
but if they have that kind of power, then, you know, we should all just give up.
Yeah,
so
no kidding.
There's this program called Free File. And it's a very interesting program for a couple of reasons. First of all, you have to get there through the IRS website. There are a lot of different companies participating, like H&R Block. But if you go to H&R Block for their free tax preparation service, the rules are different than if you start at IRS.gov and start there through the Free File program. So to qualify, you have to have what's called an adjusted gross income of $58,000 or less. Let me read you the very simple definition of adjusted gross income from the IRS. They say adjusted gross income is defined as gross income minus adjustments to income. I know that's very vague, but it's the tax code. So
right. You
really just need to go to IRS.gov, click on the Free File button, and then dig in there to see if you're going to qualify. But here's another statistic that I find very interesting, and this is right off the IRS website. Did you know that approximately 70% of all taxpayers have an AGI of $58,000 or less? That means that about 70% of us qualify to use this free file.
Wow.
Service. So you really should take advantage of it. And even if you have an adjusted gross income of more than $58,000, there's even some free help there as well. They have fillable tax forms that you can fill out there that will actually do some of the math for you. And they know where people make most of the mathematical mistakes. And these forms have been created to help you avoid making those mistakes. I mean, at some point with your income, it makes sense to go get professional help, but if you want to do it yourself, that is a great resource, even if you don't qualify for the free file service itself.
Yeah, and there's some other places, too, where you can get free online prep, right?
Well, there's actually a lot of places. I mean, starting with, you know, like the H&R Block companies, many of them have some level of free service, so you can also investigate there, and you just don't want to get trapped in a scam. So if you're going to take advantage of a free service, one of the things I would recommend you do is take the name of the company or the organization, because there's also some nonprofits that help people with their taxes as well. But take the name of the organization or the company and Google it and see what other people are saying.
Yeah,
and
there you go.
You'll find out very quickly whether it's a trustworthy organization or not.
Yeah, let me ask you this question. Do you do your own taxes?
Absolutely not.
I knew you were going to say that.
Well, did
because
you just hear
too many write-offs?
there's a congressman who I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but he suggested that every member of Congress should be required to do his own taxes.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was just a brilliant suggestion. And then the reporter who was talking to him said, "Do you do your own taxes?" And you know what he said?
No.
Absolutely not.
but
I have to say, this free file program is really great in that it really was designed to make it easier for people to do their taxes. And I've always felt that one of the worst parts about taxation is that it costs you money to get ready to pay taxes. That's insane. So 70% of the American public can go use this free file service for free at irs.gov, and I think that's a great step in the right direction, and frankly, technology and the internet is really what's making this possible.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know what the problem is a lot of us are self-employed, or we have freelance jobs, and then that's where it gets tricky, and you really have to make sure you get that right.
Absolutely, you're absolutely right. I mean, at some point, your tax, either your income is high enough or your situation is complicated enough that you are going to need professional help. I will tell you that at WalletPop, the tax center, if you go to walletpop.com and then look on the left margin, it says taxes.
Mm-hmm.
There is an incredible amount of information there. It is a great resource and a great place to start with just researching, do I need to hire a professional? How should I hire a professional? What are possible deductions that I may not know about? All those kinds of things. It's a great place to go and get information. And it's all written in kind of normal people language, not IRS legal language, because that's really what you want. It's easy to get lost with this stuff.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. It's easy to get lost, that's for certain. Greg Stebbin, congratulations once again. We look forward to talking to you some more down the line, of course, with this new AOL gig and everything else that you're doing. Thanks, Greg.
It's great to be here, Kate.